edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Light them up right from the top, 800-259-5791. Here's the big bad question. How sure are you that there's going to be a change at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? The approval ratings are soaring for this president. He's touting that new jobs are being created each and every month, even if the statistics are manipulated and don't make sense, because the unemployment is actually higher. Like, try on 8.9%. But no matter, no matter. Are you satisfied with where we are in this country? Not everybody, because I say, I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. Not everybody is looking toward the primaries and caucuses. Not everybody cares about Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado, and the delegates that are being counted and that are up for grabs. But if you care about this country, you should be paying attention as to what is happening, especially in the legislative branch, if nothing else. Because remember where the laws ultimately are formed and start the process. And start the process. So we got three more states up for grabs in the Republican race before a break, a little break. And the three that are up for grabs, next time we're on the air, we'll be able to talk about more about that. It's been a real crazy push. If you look at the states in the Midwest that I'm talking about, there's rallies and moving from Colorado and jumping back up to Minnesota. Lots of conversation about energy, whether it's nuclear, oil, coal, gas, whatever it is. That's a lot of the conversation. Looking at the EPA and encouraging future development. Where are we in the future when it comes to energy? And it always comes down to this, my friends. When you feel the pain at the pump, it's bad for the guy in the White House. Are you feeling the pain at the pump? Four is the equalizer. If we get to $4 a gallon, then people start to panic because they don't want to pay that money. Four is too much. If it's three and a little bit of change, not so big. But four is over the top for most people, even though some of you listen to my voice in Chicago and in Los Angeles may pay up to four or more already. I want to make sure I give you the menu, what's coming up for this hour of America Tonight. And it includes a little health stuff. A lot of you like it when I do In Your Health, so I mixed up two different ones today, and I think you'll enjoy both. We have pharmacist Ben checking in again, and the authors of a book called The Naked Calorie, in talking about food choices and talking about what your lifestyle is. It's the scariness that's going on with diabetes that's alerted me to put as much information as I can out there. And maybe you'll grab a nugget or two. Maybe you're in great health, but maybe you're not. And perhaps a big change would mean all the change in you. That's one of the things you notice. You notice whether people have high energy or in good shape, or are they having health problems. When we look at what's happened in the pharmaceutical industry and the abuses, and you just shake your head. This is why we want to have Ben on. Ben talks about natural things that you can do and eat and wean yourself out of that problem of high cholesterol and diabetes, the whammo, you know, right away. Right away. Want to keep you up to date on this story since we paid close attention to it, and so did you. Lawyers for the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, filed their opening brief with the Supreme Court. This is her appeal of a ruling that blocked enforcement of really the most controversial sections of the state's immigration law enforcement law. The governor is asking the nation's highest court to overturn a ruling that, among other things, barred a requirement that police, while enforcing other laws, question the immigration status of those they suspect of being in the country legally. So it was a handwritten statement that the gov put out saying that the debate isn't just about Arizona's immigration law, but it's the constitutional principle that every state has a duty and obligation to protect its people. I love this part. Especially when the federal government has failed in upholding its core responsibilities. So the Supreme Court's going to hear arguments on the Arizona law. This is big. April 25th, we're going to be in Washington at the end of March for the individual health mandate, because oral arguments for a couple of days, unprecedented, and ultimately what will the Supreme Court render a decision? Which way will they go with the individual mandate? A lot of people on some pins and needles about that decision in both directions. And this is the way we all roll. We can't help it. It goes along with what I say. What's in your wallet? When you get a bill for your health insurance, has your premium shot up? Or is your premium reasonable? Is it reasonable, or if it shot up, is it just a buck here or a little bit here, not a big jump in price? I think this more than anything, along coupled with the gas prices, is just a deal breaker for America. But I don't see that happening. There's a lot of strut to the people surrounding Obama. And if you watch what happened in the last campaign, that's where the tell signs are, just like in poker, that's where the tell signs are for this administration. And there's certainly a lot to chew on. Isn't there a lot to chew on? And this one is just infuriating, and it's not even worth throwing him in the dungeon because it's such an he's such a bottom feeder. But remember the right-wing extremists who admitted to killing 77 people in the worst ever peacetime massacre in Norway, worst they've seen, told a court that he deserves a Medal of Honor for the bloodshed and demanded to be set free. Andres Bering Breivik was smirking the entire time. He was in an Oslo district court. He was handcuffed and dressed in a dark suit for his last scheduled detention hearing before that trial starts up in April. What do you think the people in Norway hope that this guy gets? This is a guy who killed so many people, and there are people that survived. I mean, the relatives, the victims are, you know, in disbelief at what they're saying. I mean, one of the worst things ever. Just back in July 22nd, that massacre. He didn't have a bomb, a rifle, and a handgun, saying he's striking out against traitors embracing immigration to promote an Islamic colonization of Norway. Oh, my. Stay with us. Kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets, is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S., plus 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
With our favorite pal here on ATN, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist Ben, how did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
I hate that moniker.
I like pharmacist Ben. You know why? Because you've earned your stripes. I'm not a pharmacist. I can't do what you do.
It's a lot of credibility. I agree with that. And pharmacists really have an understanding of things that's very, very unique in the world of understanding how the body works. Nobody understands it quite like a pharmacist does. Pharmacists specialize in chemistry, and most people assume it's drugs, but it's not really. It's any kind of medicinal substance that can somehow help the body along. I happen to pick nutrition because it seems more elegant to me. It's more powerful. It's non-toxic. It's the way the body's supposed to work. But generally speaking, all pharmacists study how the outside interfaces with the inside. I picked food and nutrition, but it's the same kind of idea. So there's something being a pharmacist, but the pharmacist Ben thing, that's
oh, come on.
No,
I would be proud of that.
No, I got to do something about that.
I would be proud. But I think the people listening say, all right, he knows what he's talking about. He's not just some guy getting
on the
air.
You know what I'm talking about.
Saying
and
that.
I also, you see, but here's the thing, Katie. You know how some people, you're in sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how some people know all of John Elway's statistics or know how the Giants, all the stats about the Giants Super Bowls and all that kind of stuff? I have that same kind of passion except for biochemistry and chemistry. So I follow it the way like somebody might follow sports. They like deeply study it. I deeply study biochemistry. I love it. It's my passion. And over time, you start to see patterns. When you love something and you study it, and you, every day you're learning about it and you're seeing examples of it, you get really pretty – you start to see patterns in a way. It looks to the ordinary person like it's like genius or it's amazing. But to the person who's doing it, it's just after a while of immersing yourself in that kind of stuff, no matter what it is. It could be sports. It could be golf. It could be anything. You know, you start to develop an understanding of it that transcends just the day-to-day, somebody who just kind of dabbles in it or somebody who doesn't really partake in a big way. And unfortunately, our medical people do not study biochemistry. And that's where everything is, Katie. It's in the biochemistry. What I talk about is biochemically coherent, and it's biochemically logical and lucid. It makes sense from a biochemistry perspective, and that's why Aaron Dykes loses 70 pounds. And that's why I get these letters on weight loss, so much so, Katie, that people focus on weight loss, and I have to reinforce the message that this is not a weight loss program. The weight loss is part of the getting the biochemistry of the body to work right. The weight will drop off. It's 70 pounds here, 37 there, 20 here. It's almost in the tonnage. how much weight people have lost probably is. If you add everything up, it's probably got to be a couple tons, because I keep hearing about these big numbers. And it's not because there's any magic here. It's just because you're starting to reestablish the balance, the homeostatic balance inside the body by these kind of strategies. Like, what kind of strategies? High nutrients, low calories. That's the single most important thing you could do, Katie, to reestablish your body's balance, is to do high nutrients with as little calories as possible. Calories are always going to be the enemy in this whole process. And every study that's done on aging and every study that's done on longevity has always shown that when you start to reduce the calories and maintain the nutrients or support the nutrients, you live longer and stronger and better. And when that happens, the weight just kind of drops off. That's like one of the side effects. But it's big. The numbers are big, how much people lose.
Yeah, I think you should tell that story. I mean, a lot of us have seen that. And, you know, when you want to lose weight, and you're absolutely right because of what you've taught us about satiety points and what you've taught us about power foods and how powerful that is.
You're all over it.
Water. I'm the water queen now. I leak
awesome.
Water.
Awesome.
And that's because of you. Because really,
that's
folks,
awesome.
Listen,
I'm feeling it.
I was the Diet Coke queen. I mean, I did have some water, but not very much. And
right.
I always seemed to reach for something else, especially Diet Cokes. Not like
that's
seven
beautiful.
A day, but that was my drink
but you're getting
choice.
It. You're understanding that there's this chemistry thing that can be balanced to your advantage to make you feel better. And you wouldn't want to go back to the Coke. You wouldn't want to go back to that. I know.
No.
I know, exactly. When you see how good you can feel, that's the neatest thing about this.
Yes.
When you see how good you can feel, it reinforces itself. It reinforces itself. That's why I'm always excited to get people on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because that's the beginning. And that's why I say, don't even brain damage it. Yes, there's a zillion products there. I understand that. Get the darn Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the probiotics, I usually say, too, because that's another important one.
Right.
Have we ever talked about that?
Yeah, we should talk more about that.
That's
because
a good
we seem
topic.
To focus on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine for good reason, because I said how powerful it was for me and because I said it was like an appetite suppressant.
Yes,
and plus,
yes,
I felt
like
this weird buzz almost immediately.
That's,
and it was
people
because.
People say that. People
it was
say
because
that.
Of the nutrients that all that stuff I was deficient in that I didn't really realize I was deficient in and got into it just in the
You're
nick of time,
this
thanks
big
to you.
Time. You're really getting this. Queen.
Yeah, so
I'm
so
impressed.
Let's tell everybody listening probiotics. Tell us about probiotics.
Oh,
so they know.
Man, we don't have enough time to really delve into it. It's ridiculous how important they are. Okay, so this whole thing with probiotics, the colon, the lower part of the intestine, the digestive tract, the small intestine and the large intestine as well, is populated with bacteria, literal bacteria. But they're bacteria that have formed over the course of many, many years a symbiotic relationship with us. They contribute to our well-being in numerous ways, primarily around immunity and digestion, which of course makes sense because they're living in your digestive tract. So they're involved in producing nutrients like vitamins and very important fats, and they're involved in fighting other bacteria. So these bacteria that are our friends have a antagonistic relationship with bad bacteria, and bacterial balance is very important and has a tremendous role to play on the formation of cancers as well as the immune system in general, as well as the digestive system and digestive wellness and the absorption of nutrients. So what's supposed to happen when we're born is breast milk is supposed to pop. Breast milk contains peptides, chemicals that stimulate healthy flora. Flora is the fancy term for bacterial colonies, and all of this stuff is supposed to happen in be activated by breast milk. We come out early, and our digestive system is premature. Breast milk is supposed to activate the digestive system with these bacteria. It doesn't happen because people are not breastfed or not breastfed long enough, or the mothers themselves are deficient in key nutrients. We all go into the world with dysfunctional bacterial flora. We come into the world, for the most part, most of us. And what that means is a disaster for every single possible health marker you can name. The ramifications of this it's technically called dysbiosis, which means a breakdown in the balance of bacteria in the digestive tract, the implications for health are huge. For every single thing that could happen, could go wrong, follows at that point, including digestive problems and immune problems, problems getting colds, problems with ear infections, autoimmune diseases, every single thing, disaster you can name, proceeds after that. Now, these bacterial flora can be replaced to a certain extent through foods like sauerkraut. Remember we talked about sauerkraut?
Yeah, I like sauerkraut, yeah.
Sauerkraut has these bacteria in there. Kefir is another one. Borscht is another one. Every culture pretty much has their own bacterial kind of food. But you can also take these bacteria supplements, and they're very, very helpful. In fact, with all due respect to your listeners, I hope we don't freak anybody out, but your turd is about 70% bacteria.
Yes.
A given log, if we may say that. I think we should be able to say that.
Sure. No, I agree. And isn't that part of it?
It's 70% bacteria. So it's one of the best treatments for constipation. It's one of the best treatments for bloating after meals. It's one of the bloating after meals is caused by gas from the bad bacteria. You can stabilize that tremendously by probiotics, bloating after meals. A lot of people, after they have fructose, fruit sugar, they'll have gas and bloating and discomfort. Probiotics can be a wonderful treatment for that. Here's something else. There's brain health issues because bad bacteria give off gases. You can stabilize brain health. There's cardiovascular issues because there's bacterial implications to cardiovascular disease, bacterial connection to cardiovascular disease. So you have every disease system that you can name that follows problems with your bacteria. And getting on a probiotic supplement should be like lose the cable, get a probiotic supplement. And here's the thing, take as many as you need, don't skimp. I mean, this is really that serious a matter in terms of health. It's right up there with a multiple vitamin. You know, if you have to pick just a bare bone system, a multiple vitamin, a good probiotic supplement. That's how important it is.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. There's so much ground we could cover. And Ben, just quickly, because we don't have much time left, we have like 30 seconds. I want everybody to know where they can find you. Where can they find you on the network?
Okay, I have a website, brightsideben.com, and you can do the listen now thing. The show's called The Bright Side. It's every day, and I talk about all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's really a cool show because it's relevant. It's relevant to your life because nothing is more important than your body. And thank you so much for that. I appreciate that you asked. And they can always Google my name, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Unfortunately, it does say Pharmacist Ben.
He's going to get rid of that name, folks. He's going to do it. Ben, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, as always.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased to welcome to the show Neera Calton and Dr. Jason Calton. They've written a book that you're going to love. This title, is this a home run? You know how they say you have to go through titles? Naked Calories. Naked Calories. In our virtual green room they are. We're going to usher them in. I'm sure they're eating something that's pretty healthy for them. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Kate.
So here's my question. Tell me about Naked Calories. You've caught our attention. People are listening across the country. They're wolfing down crummy, crappy things, as both of you know. So what are Naked Calories?
So we named the book Naked Calories because that's what Americans are eating so much of today. So let's define what a naked calorie is. First, food is composed of two basic components. Calories, which we all know, those are the fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. And then there's something else called micronutrients. And that we all know those too. Those are just vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. So when those vitamins, minerals, and essential fats are stripped away from the calorie for a variety of different reasons, then we're left with naked calories. And when we eat these foods, we just can't get in the vitamins, minerals, and essential fats we need to stay healthy.
There you go. That's great. That's that. You've definitely pitched it to me. If we met on an elevator, Dr. Calton, you sold me. Absolutely. There's no question. Neera, talk about it. You two, and there's a picture of you on the back of the book, and you are definitely, what you're selling is what you are. You both look very, very healthy. And I would imagine that healthy glow that you have, Neera, also is because of the way you're eating. And does it give you more energy? Because people are lacking energy. They're working so much, they're out of gas.
Absolutely. And not only that, your lifestyle habits further deplete you. So things like stress, everyone's so stressed these days. And what people don't realize is that stress is bad for you, not just emotionally, but it's robbing you of these same vitamins and minerals. So there's all these things. Our glow, I mean, yes, we are very healthy, but I wasn't always. I had the bone density of an 80-year-old woman when I turned 30.
Wow, you're kidding. So that's what happened. You started to change your eating habits, right?
That's exactly what happened. We started to look at why this has happened to me, and after 2 years, we were able to reverse it just by doing a program of micronutrient deficiency or getting enough of those vitamins and minerals.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, because that's big. Dr. Calton, talk about that for a second. How, somebody was telling me the other day, with as far as vitamins and nutrition and what you need besides health, that the calcium thing, which Mira just talked about, is so big, but yet, for some reason, people just don't get it. Do you have to hit them over the head with that and vitamin D?
Well, we want to hit them over the head with the word micronutrient, and we want them to get that in that in their vocabulary. You know, we don't want you running out to the store today and buying calcium and vitamin D, and then tomorrow, it's CoQ10, and the next day it's iron pills. You know, we don't want to look at it like that, because there's so many different micronutrients that can become very confusing very quickly. So in the book, what we try to do is just come up with a three-step program to becoming what we call micronutrient sufficient. So instead of taking mega doses of one or another, or really focusing in on the individual micronutrients, instead, through proper eating and awareness of the lifestyle habits that we may have, as well as for some people whose lifestyle habits and eating might not be perfect, a well-formulated multivitamin, between those three steps, we can create very easily and very inexpensively micronutrient sufficiency across the board that can help to prevent and reverse disease.
What are some of the best foods, Mira, that people can eat? They could start right now. So let's say they say, okay, I'm going to get their book and I'm going to start doing this. What are some of the good things they can do? Like locally grown food is something people talk about. I would imagine that's good. What are things that they can do?
Good job. Yeah. No, absolutely. There is not one food that I can say is the same for somebody in New York as it is for California that's going to be the healthiest thing for them right now. Because eat what you see growing in your neighborhood. This is how, when we traveled around the world, we saw people eating this way in all the 100 countries that we traveled to, in those remote villages that were the healthiest. People who eat locally grown food get the most nutrients in their food, because as food is traveling, they're losing micronutrients as they're exposed to air, heat, and light.
So what about, here's another thing that all of us do, and I bet, and in your book too, by the way, because I looked through your book, and I'm in halfway through the whole book, but I've gone through the beginning of it. I've read a bunch of the chapters. And in the very beginning, it's cool, folks, they have on page 25, are you micronutrient deficient? And you go through the checklist, and, of course, I've been changing my eating habits, and I'm looking, I'm saying, holy cow, maybe I'm not doing enough here. And one of the things you have on there, and I noticed it, I was just at a conference this weekend, is I drink carbonated sodas. Are carbonated sodas bad for you, Doc?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many different factors about carbonated sodas. First of all, a lot of them, because they're carbonated, have something called phosphoric acid in them. And basically, phosphoric acid is an ingredient that's used by these companies to keep the bubbles bubbly. And so that can deplete you of your micronutrients. Then, of course, there's sugar, which sugar depletes you in a lot of different ways. But what a lot of people don't realize is bad about sugar is it doesn't come with any of its own vitamins and minerals. So in order to be metabolized by our body, you have to donate those vitamins and minerals, or that sugar robs them in order to be metabolized. So in that way, sugar is a micronutrient depleter. Also, high fructose corn syrup, the same basic thing. And caffeine can be in those sodas too, and caffeine can deplete calcium. But to talk about that sufficiency quiz that you were just talking about, your listeners should know that they can take that same exact quiz that's in the book on our website. It's a free 50-question quiz, and it will let them know where they fall between the sufficiency and deficiency, you know, and it just gives them a nice snapshot.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Doc, another question about it. I've started to eat a lot of spinach. That's good, right? Thumbs up?
Well, spinach is another one of those foods that, although it is healthy, it contains something called oxalic acid. And for individuals, especially people like Mira, who were suffering from bone density issues, or in her case, advanced osteoporosis, we want to be real careful, because although a 10-ounce bag of spinach might have about 280 milligrams of calcium in it, by the time oxalic acid takes its toll, we're left with about 28 absorbable milligrams of calcium.
There you go. All right, here's something, Mira, you were in PR. You know what it's like. You probably lived a similar life to mine, although it was broadcasting for me. What about, you know, the morning coffee, the teas, all that kind of stuff? Tell me about tannins. What's the scoop on tannins?
Well, the problem with tannins is that, well, they're found, first of all, in your coffee, tea, but a lot of people don't realize that they're also found in berries. They're found in the wine. It's what makes you sort of pucker up. Now, coffee, we want to be cautious when we tell people not to eat coffee, not to drink coffee, because in reality, the amount of calcium that it's leaching can really much be taken care of with adding milk to your coffee. So we want to be careful about that and not scare people too much. There's also so many antioxidants in coffee that it's actually really, it's the highest in antioxidants. Now, the tannins, on the other hand, like oxalates and phytates, are naturally occurring in the foods. But what people don't realize is this is another micronutrient depleter. Tannins actually deplete you of iron and calcium, magnesium, and zinc. So all of these minerals that you think you need and that we know you need, you're not getting when you're drinking something with tannins. So especially if you're iron deficient, make sure not to drink anything with tannins at mealtime, because it really will pull that needed iron right out of you.
Oh, and who knew that? I'm thinking in my head, coffee with meals and how big that is for a lot of people, for example.
Red wine at the end of the day with dinner.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's huge. Just separate them, in other words. So if you were going to have a little of this, better to separate when you're putting them together. Is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And again, we're not telling people to change so much all of their lifestyle habits. I mean, we still enjoy wine with dinner once in a while, but we make sure that we understand that if we're going to be doing this, we need to make sure that we're also taking in foods throughout the day that are going to provide us that iron, you know, in a different way when we're not having the tannin drink with the meal.
Yeah. Doc, there's another thing, because this world is so overprescribed, I think, and we know that some of the medications people are getting, unfortunately, are also depleting them, aren't they, of the micronutrients they need? Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It's one of the biggest problems. In fact, micronutrient depletion is one of the biggest side effects of both over-the-counter and prescription medication that most Americans never hear about. You know, we often tell people that micronutrient deficiency is the most widespread and dangerous health condition of the 21st century. And that's because, according to the USDA, over 90% of Americans are deficient in these essential vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. And the real problem with that is when we become even slightly deficient, we can start to create what we call chronic health conditions. And these could be things like headaches, aches and pains, poor sleeping habits. But when this progresses over a period of time and these deficiencies get deeper, this can turn into things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and even obesity.
Oof. All right. Another thing that I found in the book that I love, love, loved, and it really just hit me between the eyes. On page 88, folks, they have this list, right? The clean and the dirty dozen. So I see on the dirty dozen, apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, and then it goes on down, grapes, etc. And I'm looking at it saying, oh, no, this is stuff I eat. But what you're saying is you have to buy them organically. Why organically, or is that a dumb question?
Well, no, it's not a dumb question. First of all, we don't want people spending money and wasting their money on foods that they don't have to make more expensive than they are. So there's some foods that have been proven not to carry very much pesticide residue. So those we call the Clean 15, and those are absolutely great just to buy in a conventional grocery store. Now, the dirty things that are covered and coated in pesticides, unfortunately, those are a lot of the snacks we give our kids. So those are things that it's really important to buy organic. Another new scientific study that actually just came out this week actually told us that pesticide residue is actually causing micronutrient depletion. Not only is it toxic, not only can it have all sorts of horrible side effects in your system, but now it's actually robbing you of these same micronutrients. So it's just really important to watch out for that.
Yeah, people can go, again, onto the website, and we have an area called the Discovery Center, and they can download their own copy of that Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen so that they can save the money where they don't need to buy organic and know which ones are probably most important to do so.
You guys are terrific. Amir Calton and Dr. Calton, they are the picture of health. You can pick up their book everywhere, including Amazon.com. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
America's night getting ready for the taxes, or maybe you already did your taxes. Did you do your taxes? Do you know what your clothes is worth, or worth is worth? My mother would kill me if she was listening to the show. When you look at clothing values, I think there's a big confusion with clothes. Connie Edman is going to talk to us about that, and I love it. Cash in on what's hiding in your closet. In all senses of the word, you can really cash in. Hey, Connie, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
You're welcome, Kate.
So the title pretty much describes it, but let's flesh this out a little bit more. I kind of gave you an umbrella twist here. When you say cash in on what's hiding in your closet, how much cash are we talking about, Connie? I'm from the East. I need to know a dollar figure. What are we talking about?
Okay, Kate, that's a great question. Our book, Money for Youth Clothing, guarantees that if you cash in on what's hiding in your closet, that each taxpayer is guaranteed to save $250 at least on their taxes this year, but many have saved hundreds more.
But, Connie, you know what the problem is? Look, there's a television show dedicated to it. Hoarding. People have problems dumping things. Why is that?
I don't know why that is. I even have that same problem. But when you see how much you're losing and giving up on a valuable tax donation, it really encourages you to let go and give some of those things away.
Yeah, I agree. Now, so, like, what are the bigger ticket items? If you're looking through your clothes and somebody wants to get excited and they're listening to you and they don't want to be a hoarder anymore because they hear $250 and taxes and they're looking for a deduction, what are the bigger ticket items?
Well, that's a great question, Kate. Our book lists 21 different categories and over 1,200 different items of used clothing and household goods. Just about anything that you have in your household is in the book.
All right, anything you have in your household. So, you know, coats, skirts, dresses, pants, anything.
electronics, children's clothing, stuffed animals, board games, magazines, books, old kitchen utensils, old garden tools, you name it.
Connie, please come to my house and clean my stuff out. I think I could do
it. I would love to.
Oh, I think I could do it right now. Now, there's also a cool thing, and you talk about this. For a lot of people listening, they have grandkids or kids. You know, my grandfather was the coolest thing. He used to save a whole bunch of money in jars and stuff. And when I would see him, he would say, will you roll up the quarters and the dimes and the nickels? But he was doing that and then giving me the money that I rolled up. He just said, okay, now it's yours. Take it to the bank. But you can involve kids this way in the whole donating process with the clothes and whatnot, too, can't you?
Absolutely. We encourage families to look at it together, and it's a good way to encourage your children to start giving, to be charitable givers. And, you know, we have a lot of repeat customers who buy our book, Money for Youth Clothing, every year. And they take it on as a family project where they tell the kids, go to your closets, clean out things that you've outgrown, that you no longer play with. Let's pack these up. And they let the kids physically take it down to their favorite charities and give it away. And then in return, they calculate the savings in those items and allow those kids to have that much more in allowance or to go replace clothing or toys.
Now, when somebody, because some people are donating the stuff, right? So how do they, what do they have to support the donation? Because we know that you could just make up the number and throw it down there. If you go to Goodwill, for example, they give you a blank receipt, but you have to, a lot of people have to itemize, so you have to know the values of the clothing and the things, right?
That's a great question, Kate, and you're absolutely right. According to the new IRS guidelines, the taxpayer has the burden of assigning the fair market value, and that's why our book, Money for Used Clothing, comes in handy because we've already assigned the fair market value to over 1,200 items commonly donated to charity. And in our book, we list six simple steps for you to follow to ensure that you're in compliance with the IRS guidelines.
Do you know what people worry about? They worry about if they're going to get audited, because even if they just play it by the book, they don't exaggerate anything. In fact, they're not claiming enough. They worry about this donation thing with the dollar amount and whatnot. Is that a red flag? Is that a signal for somebody to really look at your taxes closer?
That's another great question, Kate. You really know this tax stuff, don't you?
Because I have to do them, absolutely. So I'm the same way. I'm a nervous wreck thinking, and why am I nervous? Because, listen, you just go through and you can always work things out anyway. But nobody wants to get some email, or not email. They don't want to get some letter in the mail and then have to go through all the whole rigmarole. So why not get it right the first time, at least as close as you can come?
Well, and that's a great question. What our book does, it comes to the rescue. We're the white flag. Because our book is the only product on the market that complies with the IRS guidelines, we provide audit protection, which means if the IRS ever challenges any of the values that we've listed in the book and that you've claimed, we represent you in front of the IRS, and we pay any interest and penalties for any overstatements. Now, I'm happy to tell you, in the 20 years we've been doing the publication, we've never been challenged by the IRS.
You know why that is? Because you are a tax auditor, so you know all about it, right? That's good. That's why this book is good, because you know your taxes. You know what's there. You probably, how long does it take you to go through all the IRS gobbledygook, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do we have, Kate?
Does it take you half a year? Come on. Are you sitting on the, are you at the beach of the Jersey Shore going through the tax code? I've seen you. I've seen you under that umbrella. You have to go through it with a fine. This is the difference, and that's why you offer that, because you do this for a living. You understand it, and you have to protect people. So you go through all of it so you know it like the back of your hand so you don't have problems.
That's right. And, you know, and it's our passion, Kate. That's one of the reasons why we do it, because taxpayers are always looking for an additional way to save on their taxes or to pay less in or to get more money back. And it's like, it's really simple. If you itemize on your taxes, cash in on what's already in your household.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you, you've done this for 20 years, right? And are you still a tax auditor for the Nebraska Department of Revenue?
No, I'm not. I'm in private practice now, and I represent a lot of individuals and Fortune 500 companies.
So Nebraska, do you still live in Nebraska?
Absolutely.
I love Nebraska. I got to tell everyone listening, that's where I got my first job at NTV. And nobody, you have not lived, folks, and Connie will, I think, verify this, although she, maybe not because she's living there for a long time, but Runza Hut's the best ever. Tell everybody what's in a Runza, and they'll probably run out and buy your book. What's a Runza? It doesn't sound good, but it's great.
A Runza is awesome. It's like if you ever get to Nebraska, you have to have a Runza. It's ground beef and cabbage and cheese and a homemade bread. Oh, it's just awesome.
It is. And it's fast food in some places because the huts that I talked about, that's what you do. You go in, instead of a hamburger, you get a Runza. It's because every, Connie, you know this, every part of the country, like I'm from cheesesteak land. I'm from Philly, New Jersey, South Jersey. But for you, it's Runza. Every place has some kind of food, I think, that people identify with.
Yes, absolutely, and runs as a trademark of Nebraska.
Yeah. I needed to donate some of that food to charity this year, but there's no write-off in that. So when we're talking about, you have to be careful, though, with the donating dollars thing. Doesn't it have to, so like somebody hearing this says, oh, my gosh, I have a mountain of clothes, they've inspired me, I'm going to just go through. That's going to count for next year, right?
Well, actually, our book, it's updated annually to be in compliance with IRS guidelines, so we publish it every year to be used with that current year's tax return. And if you've donated items in 2011 and you have a receipt, or if, even if you don't have a receipt, you can still go back and get the receipt as long as you supplement it with our book, Money for Used Clothing, and itemize those items that you gave away last year.
Yeah, but it doesn't count for now. That's what I'm saying. You know, there's confusion sometimes with people. They can't run out. I know that sounds weird, but somebody can't, you can run out and donate and just keep the receipt for 2012. You can't do that for this year's tax return if you're still doing it.
Right, right. You can go out and donate now and order our book, Money for Used Clothing, and after May 1st when the 2012 edition is ready and be one step ahead of the game.
All right, being one step ahead of the game. Connie, I hate taxes. Can you just come to my house and just do my taxes too?
Oh, I would love to. I'm a little far away.
I'm too far away for you to do that. It would take you a lot of runzas and miles to get to where I am from where you are, but boy, it would be great. I love the idea that you back that up. So if somebody wants to pick up the book, where can they get the book?
Oh, great question, Kate. They can get the book off of our website, moneybooknow.com. Again, that's moneybooknow.com. Or they can feel free to call our toll-free number, and that number is 1-866-417-7678. Again, that's 866-417-7678.
Connie, are you sure you're not running for office? You told me great question at least 10 times.
They are great questions.
Connie Edmund, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too, Kate. Have a good night.